Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. As we come into worship, we're going to gather together with an opening response, responsively back and forth. We're coming in, some of us happy, some of us sad, some of us stressed out, some of us really relaxed. We're all coming from different places this morning, but as we gather together for worship this morning, let's join together in this response from Psalm 126. So if you stand together. If our lives are dry and parched, Lord, send the living waters of your Spirit to revive us, to enliven us, to bring forth new life. Emmanuel, come quickly. If our times are empty and barren, Lord, grant us a rich harvest. Send us home with sheaves of blessing. Fill us with your abundance and teach us to share the harvest with others. Emmanuel, come quickly. If our bodies are weary and heavy laden, Lord, fill us with laughter. Give us shouts of joy. Envelop us with your gladness. Emmanuel, come quickly. If our lives are small and trivial, Lord, make us see great things. Enlarge our vision. Widen our borders. Emmanuel, come. All right, let's sing now. Rejoice, rejoice, believers. Rejoice, rejoice, believers, and let your lights appear. The evening is advancing, and darker night is near. The bridegroom is arising, and soon he draweth nigh. Up, watch with expectation, at midnight comes the cry. Our hope and expectation, O Jesus, now appear. Arise, thou sun, so long far above this shadowed sphere. With hearts and hands uplifted, we plead, O Lord, to see the day of earth's redemption and ever be with thee. Please be seated. Well, welcome to worship this morning. I hope you all are ready to make a joyful noise. This is our Advent Christmas Music Sunday, so we are going to lift up hymns of praise to get us in the mood for this season. We're going to hear some wonderful words of the promises of God, the love that God has for us in sending Jesus. So this morning we start to participate, but throughout the week you might want to participate in your own personal life. And one great way to do that is to check in on our website, www.firstpreshpg.org/Christmas. And that has all sorts of resources for you to do some Christmassy things, whether it's music playlists or devotionals or other things, schedules and things to see. Our services are there. So check that out if you would. As we get to the end of the year here, this is a reminder to send in your pledges. If you're making any year-end giving, please, it's a reminder. It helps us plan for the coming year. So as December is closing, be thinking about that. Also, as we look to January, we're going to need some volunteers for a week in January to help with Open Doors. And so if you're interested in that, all the details for that are in the weekly email. So check that out for sure. And this week, our TLC person is Lee Watson. So take a couple of moments, fill out a card for her in the narthex, and I'm sure she'd love to get that from you. This morning, Pastor Scott's in the room here, and Pastor John is the virtual pastor. out in the internet land as people are worshiping there. If you are visiting this morning and would like to plug in with the church, I have a slide up. You can text this number, 540-712-6440, and you can find ways to plug in with us if you're visiting. But welcome, welcome to worship, and now let's get to worship. We're gonna, as we light the Advent candle this morning, we'll have a brief video of meditation on the love of Christ in the second week of Advent.
Isaiah 11, verses 1 through 3, 6 through 10, and verse 12. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his resting place will be glorious. He will raise a banner for the nations and gather the exiles of Israel. He will assemble the scattered people of Judah from the four quarters of the earth.
Lo, how a rose is blooming, from tender stem has sprung. Of Jesse's lineage coming, as men of old have sung, it came a flower bright amid the cold of winter, when half spent was the night. Isaiah 'twas foretold to show God's love aright. she bore to men a Savior, when half spent was the night.
Would you stand?
Our affection, our poured out on the feet of Jesus, our affection, our devotion, poured out on the feet of Jesus, our affection, our devotion, poured out on the feet of Jesus.
Seated. And as you are, we come into a time of confession. Christ has come. Let's hasten to the manger. God's work, his redeeming work, is put in motion. God's work is done. There are many ways that we sin. We miss God's mark for us every day, every week, every hour. But because of who God is, because of what Jesus has done, we know with confidence we can come before him and confess our sins. So would you join me now in a responsive prayer of confession? Lord God, our lives are filled with sin. We forget our neighbor's needs and do not love you above all else. We need a Savior. Help us to be ready for Jesus in our own hearts. O come, Savior of the world. O promised Christ, we are a world at war. Our peace depends on your coming. We are a sinful people. Our pardon depends on your coming. We are full of good intentions, but we're weak at keeping promises. Our only hope of doing God's will is that you should come and help us do it. Lord Christ, Word made flesh, our world waits for your peace, for your pardon, and for your grace. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's bow for a moment in silent confession. Lord, we praise you because you are a God who is powerful enough to forgive. Lord, we love you because of what you have done for us while we were still sinners. Christ came, Christ died. And Father, we are amazed that you are a God who hears us. You hear us, you love us, and you forgive. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. From Isaiah 40, our assurance is this. It says, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Your sins are pardoned. The penalty is paid. Thanks be to God that we are forgiven."
Isaiah 9:2 and verses 6 through 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. And now the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my soul, my spirit, rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors.
Let's stand together and sing, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." Please be seated.
Love incarnate, love divine, star and angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended knee, the savior of you. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. No. Suffer, born to save, born born to raise us from the grave. Christ the everlasting Lord, he shall reign forevermore. Noel, Noel, come and see what God has done. Noel, Noel, the story of amazing love, the light of the world given for us.
Reading from Isaiah chapter 12. In that day you will say, I will praise you, Lord. Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself, is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel among you.
To decorate your house for Advent and for Christmas. And if you remember, last week we talked about the Advent wreath and lighting one candle each of the four Sundays. Sundays before Christmas, and we lit the candle of hope. We lit one purple candle. And you can also make an Advent wreath out of some of the materials that I sent home for you. And another thing you can make would be some ornaments. Maybe you already have a Christmas tree up at home, and you could make some special ornaments to hang on the tree. This one has the word love on one side, and it has a grown-up hand holding a child's hand on this side, which reminds me of like God reaching out to us and showing us love. And this side says, I show love when, and it's blank, so you can write in ways that you can show love. So I hope you will decorate your tree with love, and I hope that you will show love to others, maybe in ways that you treat each other at home or in ways that you can do things to serve others. Let's say a prayer together. Dear Lord, we thank you for this time of Advent as we are waiting to celebrate again the birth of baby Jesus. Help us to show love to each other that you first showed to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
mercy's day. Please be seated. Our final reading this morning begins in Micah chapter 5. We've just sung, "Come to Bethlehem," and we speak now to Bethlehem. "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come from me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely. For then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth." And now from Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I remain confident of this: I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord."
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
The Father's heart revealed to us.
a joyous thing. Oh, what a joyous thing. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him, Christ the Lord. For he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy. Behold the Lamb of righteousness. Let every heart and tongue confess. Let all the earth rejoice. Let all the earth rejoice. Remaining no accusing voice. His resurrection power in us. Triumphant in Jesus' name. Triumphant in Jesus' name. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. For he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy. Oh, sing, sing of the good news, the heavens have opened. Let all creation praise you. Oh, sing, sing of his goodness, O God of salvation. Let all creation praise you. Oh, sing, sing of the good news, the heavens have opened. Let all creation praise you. Oh, sing, sing of his goodness, O God of salvation. Let all creation praise you. Oh, come, let us adore. Oh, come, let us adore.
Shepherds in What a beautiful and moving time of worship this morning. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you for the musicians and the readers. Friends, virtually and in person, we have come to adore Christ, who loves us in an amazing way. Now, we have the opportunity this week to go and to worship him through our lives. So let us do so with great joy and with great love. And let us be dismissed now with the benediction. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence and the power and the guidance of the Holy Spirit rest upon you and flow through you both now and forevermore. Alleluia and amen.